You're doing business in an app-driven, multi-cloud world. You want to build and run your apps on your choice of clouds, and you need to manage all those clouds as easily as one. With VMware cross-cloud services, you've got options. That's because VMware delivers the multi-cloud choice, security, and control you need to accelerate innovation, deliver great apps, and drive business forward. VMware, the smarter way to cloud. Learn more at vmware.com.
The climate crisis demands urgent action. That's why at Panasonic, we're deepening our commitment to sustainability and working to reduce our carbon emissions to net zero by 2030 by creating next-gen battery storage, leveraging renewable energy, and driving EV solutions, all with a vision for a greener, more equitable future. Achieving net zero is just the beginning. Panasonic, green impact.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
This is our Signal Storm podcast.
If this were America 10 years ago, I would be saying that Beijing Biden isn't heap big doo-doo, but he's not, because it's not America 10 years ago. Joe Biden, for those of you who don't know, has been caught with his hand in the proverbial cookie jar. The reason he has classified information stored in various locations, unsecured, is anybody's guess, and the speculation is rampant. Now, I want you to consider something. When President Trump was accused of having classified information, what happened to President Trump? Well, he got raided. The FBI says we must raid President Trump, even though we visited his home months earlier to give him all these security upgrades and recommendations, which he fully cooperated with and implemented. We still must raid. And then we must take all of these so-called intelligence documents, these classified documents, take pictures of them and leak them to CNN and CBS and ABC and NBC so they can show all of this stuff on camera. So now we've got Joe Biden and we've got his lawyers who don't have security clearance. They're out there gathering up all of this national security classified information, top secret stuff, and they're turning it over, laying eyes on all of this stuff, and they don't have security clearance. Isn't that the FBI's job? But somebody at the FBI is saying, well, sorry, we can't raid Joe Biden's office to get his classified material because that would make Democrats look bad. So we're not going to do that. And we're not going to take pictures of all of Joe Biden's classified documents that he illegally stored at a building that was financed by the Chi-Coms and his home in Delaware. We're not going to do that. So, folks, to me, there's a lot going on here, not least of which is a confirmation that our government is hopelessly corrupt by left-wing Democrats, socialists, who put their party affiliation and their loyalty to left-wing degenerate causes ahead of actual justice for we the people. All well and good, except you and I have to fund these people. You and I are taxed up the yin-yang so that our money can go to finance a bunch of people who are making decisions based not on justice, not on the rule of law, but on their party affiliation. Why should I, as a conservative, you as a conservative or a Republican or an independent, why should you be funding an FBI, a DOJ, an IRS that is a wholly owned subsidiary of the Democrat Party? Fair question. I also think it's fair to look at Joe Biden and his breaches of law and how he should be penalized for them. That's next on the Salcedo Storm podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
Are you sick of all these Medicare commercials? Well, what if you're under 65 and need quality, affordable health coverage? American Medical Plan specializes in under 65 health insurance plans that have zero copays at the doctor and no deductible on all outpatient services, including surgeries. You pick your doctors and hospitals. There are private plans, enroll anytime, and they are 30 to 60% less than Obamacare. If you're paying too much for your own health insurance, call American Medical Plans. They will customize a plan managed and chosen by by you, not the government.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to The Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
The establishment media is out of touch with the real things real Texans care about. Real news for real Texans. That's what Texas Scorecard does every day. Learn more and subscribe for free. TexasScorecard.com/Chris.
When you saw the photograph of the top secret documents laid out on the floor at Mar-a-Lago, what did you think to yourself looking at that image?
How that could possibly happen? How anyone could be that irresponsible? And I thought, what data was in there that may compromise sources and methods? By that I mean names of people who helped, or et cetera. And it's just totally irresponsible.
Totally irresponsible, says Beijing Biden, who has been caught doing what he accused President Trump of doing. Those classified documents, by the way, folks, according to President Trump, were declassified by him because he had the power and authority. Vice presidents don't have that power and authority. Let me bring in Jenna Ellis. She is a constitutional law attorney, a former member of President Trump's legal team, the host of the Jenna Ellis Show on the Salem Radio Network. Jenna, welcome back.
Great to see you, my friend.
Great to have you. Great to have you here. Look, I'm just curious, maybe you can answer, when will the FBI be spreading out all of Beijing Biden's classified documents that were at two locations, one in a communist-funded China facility in Washington, D.C., the other at his Delaware home next to his Corvette and inside of his home. So tell me, when can we expect the FBI to lay out all those classified documents and show the American people?
Yeah, well, I've been getting up early every morning and watching CNN, waiting for that pre-dawn raid of Joe Biden's Delaware residence and all of the things that happened, of course, to President Trump, including these photographs. But we all know the answer to that question is never, because the Democrats, if they are consistent about one thing, it's being hypocrites. And so, of course, they are treating this very dissimilarly. And instead of the FBI going in and raiding and taking the phones away from all of the Biden associates, they're allowing his personal counsel to go in and say, oh, oops, we just, we found a couple of documents, but no big deal.
Right. And of course, no member of the FBI, the crooked FBI, wants to go in and rummage through the lingerie drawer of Dr. Jill Biden. It's much more fun to rummage through the lingerie drawer of a former supermodel, the way the FBI, the perverts in the FBI did with at Mar-a-Lago.
And how about Hunter Biden? I mean, we all know that President Trump said that Barron Trump's room, of course, his son, was raided as well. When can we expect the FBI to go in and raid Hunter Biden's home? But
oh well,
room. But of course, they won't. When we're looking at this, though, the other interesting thing about the FBI is that the special counsel that was appointed yesterday by Merrick Garland actually used to be an assistant to FBI Director Wray. So, as one of the Republican congressmen tweeted yesterday, he thinks this is an inside job.
Well, of course it is. Of course it is. It's all an inside job. I've contended that nobody knows a Democrat like a Democrat. They all knew this was a problem. They all knew that Joe Biden is an incompetent boob and breaks the rules. And their job is to cover up for them. And now that Republicans have subpoena power in the House, the job is to insulate them in a protective bubble of the corrupt DOJ, the parent of the corrupt FBI, and make sure that the Republicans can't break through under the cloak of, oh, there's an open investigation already.
Yeah, well, I hope that the GOP ignores that and that they have these accountability oversight committees and really do some fact-finding and get to the bottom of Joe Biden's relationships with China, the weaponization of government committee that Jim Jordan is now steering, which, of course, includes the DOJ and the FBI and all of the things that we've seen over the last not just 2 years, but 7+ years of targeting President Trump. But listen, I think there's another possibility here, which is that Joe Biden has said that he may announce as early as next month that he's running for re-election in 2024. And that is probably an impossibility given his age, his obvious cognitive disabilities. And so there is the potential that they are setting him up to take him out and cause him to either resign early or simply say, well, he's not fit constitutionally to run for office because he has these classified documents and violated the Presidential Records Act. And then what can they do with that? Turn around and say, hey, equal protection, fairness. So therefore, we are now turning the tables against President Trump, and we are also going to try to force him to step down from attempting re-election as well in 2024.
Right.
And so I think there are a number of possibilities here, but the one guarantee that we have is that the Democrats always have a nefarious plan to manipulate and weaponize government, and this is why the GOP majority in the House absolutely has to do some fact-finding and hold these people accountable.
Yeah, the socialists, folks, what basically, if we can just summarize, sacrificing one of their pawns to go after the king, to go after President Trump, to make sure he never seeks office again, to make sure the pro-American agenda never gets back into government, and they're willing to throw, as one Gold Star mom called him, the dementia-ridden piece of crap onto the ash heap. Because, folks, the Democrats have been telling us for 50-plus years that Joe Biden is the least gifted, plagiarist, a boob, a buffoon. And the only reason why he was the savior was because they needed somebody to take out President Trump. Let me throw another possibility in here and see what you think, Jenna, because these are Biden aides. Alleged Biden aides who are turning over this classified information, basically informing allegedly on their boss. But it turns out they're not Biden aides. There's a woman by the name of Dana Remus, who's an Obama devotee, an Obama worshiper. And she was embedded inside of this current Biden regime. She's the one who's behind assigning all of these lawyers who are finding all these classified documents. Is it possible that Obama is behind? He's been pulling the puppet strings, populating, and he admitted as much in a press conference that it's his people, that they've been advancing his third term through Joe Biden, this vacuous, empty meat puppet. And now that he's starting to believe his own press and say, I'm going to run again. And Obama says, no, that's not the plan, Joe. And now they're going to take him out. What do you think?
Yeah, of course, that's a possibility as well. And listen, since we've been calling this the third term of Obama anyway, and we know that all of his people, including Susan Rice, Jen Psaki, so many others who were part of the Obama administration, found their way into the so-called Biden administration. And let's remember, the Democrats are lockstep in terms of being a collective. They don't value individual rights. They don't value their own people. And so everyone to them, especially including Joe Biden, are fungible. They can, as you very aptly described him, take out the pawn if it works for their overall agenda and their goal-oriented outcomes. They are not concerned about anyone, including their own, as long as the elitist goals and their goals win. And
right.
So I would have no problem believing that that's absolutely not only a possibility, but a probability that Obama and possibly even the Clintons are behind this because they were behind Joe Biden's victory to begin with. And
sure.
Now they're looking at Kamala Harris, who was not their great diversity hire. And so they're going to have to find someone who can a little more competently hold it together. And my bet is Gavin Newsom.
Well, wait a minute. And I think you hit on another thing right there, because it was Obama who forced Kamala Harris onto the ticket. It was widely publicized that Joe Biden didn't want Kamala Harris because nobody wants Kamala Harris. Not even California wants Kamala Harris because she's an idiot. She's a moron. So not even Joe Biden or any of Joe Biden's close confidants wanted Kamala Harris, but Barack Hussein Obama forced her onto the ticket because she's loyal to Obama. And folks, this overall effort of the Democrats, the end game is China. And that's the overall end game, to turn us into China, maybe even an offshoot of China, and turn over the world the world's power structure over to a communist power, because this is what Democrats believe in. They believe in an all-powerful centralized authority. They don't believe in your freedom. They don't believe in your liberty. They don't believe in a government of, by, and for the people. And that's what we're experiencing. Jenna Ellis is our guest. She is a constitutional attorney and the host of the Jenna Ellis Show on the Salem Radio Network. Let's talk about the press and how they're covering this, Jenna, because none of them will say what is an absolute fact, that the possession of these classified documents in two unsecured locations is illegal. MSNBC won't say it. CNN won't say it. But it is, as a matter of fact, it's illegal.
Well, and so it's been interesting to me to see the coverage, because you had a reporter, I think it was on MSNBC yesterday, when the location in Delaware and Biden's garage that he had this Corvette in was disclosed as the second location, actually questioning this and saying, you know, and not just defending Biden. And there was kind of some back and forth between the host and the reporter, because he went off script. And so it's interesting to see how this is going to trend. And I think that we need to be paying attention very closely to the Democrat mainstream media and the leftist liberal mainstream media, because if they continue to go this route that they're not defending Joe Biden and they're making these kind of parallels between Biden and Trump, then that will tell us a different story about the Democrat talking points and the overall goal of this story. Or if they try to just have some other bright and shiny object starting, you know, during the Sunday morning talk shows or into next week's news cycle, and they try to just make the American people forget this and say, oh, it was fine, it was inadvertent, like Joe Biden's White House counsel coming out and saying, oh, this was inadvertent, it was a couple of documents. No,
well, wait a minute.
If you go that route, then it'll tell us something else.
I want to ask you about that, because the Joe Biden's and the White House's claim is that Joe Biden, A, he didn't know, and as you mentioned, his clear diminished mental capacity, we might be able to accept that Joe Biden forgot that he had compromised national security by ripping off all these documents. He just up and forgot. That's a possibility. We can't leave that out there. But again, I don't think that's an excuse to violate the law. And he says he's fully cooperating now that he's been caught. And the press and the White House say, well, that's the reason why we can forgive all of his breaches, because A, he's cooperating, and B, he didn't realize he was violating the law. Are any of those actual legal defenses?
Probably not. And of course, you know, you can't just go out and violate the law and say, oh, well, I forgot that I did. Sorry. And then they go, oh, okay, well, that's no big deal. But also, you know, we do have to look, though, at the facts and apply the law to the facts. And I think that it's very concerning to me that a lot of Republicans are immediately suggesting that Joe Biden has breached the law, because a vice president and other federal agents, even though ultimately the executive authority does come from the president, because Article 2 of the Constitution says all executive authority is vested in a president of the United States, there are federal statutes and also executive orders that do give some authority in some circumstances for the vice president and other federal agents to declassify. There are even statutes that require automatic declassification under some circumstances. And so we don't know enough to know whether these documents were actually declassified, if Joe Biden did legally possess them. And so what I'm concerned about is that for the Republicans who are automatically slamming Biden, if the goal here for the Democrats is to take out Joe Biden and then try to use that exact same argument to take out Trump, then we're just handing that to them by slamming Joe Biden without first fact-finding.
Well, wait a minute. So, there's a caveat to that, because you and I both know that as vice president, Beijing Biden never had the ability to declassify a damn thing. President Trump did. And that's
not
a significant difference.
Though. The vice president does have some authority to declassify under executive order authority. Typically, it's if he had supervisory capacity or it was under his own office. And so I haven't reviewed these documents. I haven't seen them. And so it's a false statement to say that it's completely the authority of just the president, and the vice president has absolutely no authority. He does have some authority in some circumstances. I don't know yet, and I don't think anyone outside of his personal counsel and maybe this new special counsel who's actually reviewed the documents knows whether or not these fall under some of that declassification authority.
Yeah, I hear you. And so I understand you're playing 3D chess and wondering whether or not we're going to be set up because, frankly, a lot of us had been in the past, and the Republicans are playing checkers while the Democrats, socialists, play 3D chess these days. Last question I have for you. There's speculation that this protective bubble the DOJ is putting around Hunter Biden and Joe Biden under the cloak of investigations, could they stymie the GOP investigations, or can the GOP push through?
I think the GOP absolutely can push through because this is a separation of powers issue. And so Congress does have oversight authority. These select committees on the weaponization of government, for example, and the oversight of China, which, of course, Biden's regime falls into both of those categories. And if they decide to do a special probe into this whole document probe as well, they do have oversight authority. And so they do need to go according to the law, according to their oversight authority. They don't need to be like the wild circus of the January 6th committee that went against their own authorization authority under the House rules. So as long as the GOP goes along with the law, they do have a lot of oversight authority that the DOJ can't shut them down. They're an independent branch of government. But we always have to make sure that even when we are in the majority in the House, that we follow the law and the Constitution, unlike what the unselect January 6th committee did.
Amen to that. And, you know, for a different discussion for a different day, I'm wondering why Republicans are allowing Democrats to choose members on those select committees, because Nancy Pelosi set the standard now. Republicans should be picking the Democrats they want on those committees, because that's how the Democrats treated the GOP. Jenna Ellis, appreciate your time and expertise. As always, I learned something this morning about the VP's powers. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me. Always great to talk with you, Chris. Thanks.
And that there is going to do it for this edition of the Salcedo Storm podcast. Folks, do myself and yourself a favor. Visit two websites, TexasScorecard.com, TexasScorecard.com. All the news that's big in Texas. And if it's big in Texas, that means it's going to impact you in these United States, everywhere you live, including Texas. Also, check out ChrisSalcedo.com. We like to keep our foot in national politics and on Texas politics to make sure that one of the freest states in the union remains free to be a beacon of hope for the other 49 states. So at ChrisSalcedo.com, you go there, you figure out how to find the Chris Salcedo Show on KSEV. There's an app for that, so you can hear it all over the country. And also figure out how to track down the Chris Salcedo Show on Newsmax TV, Monday through Friday, 4 o'clock in the afternoon until 5. Always at home on the Salcedo Storm podcast. Until we visit again, my friends, remember this. A society's worth isn't measured by how much power is stolen by an out-of-control government, but rather how much power is reserved for you and me. In short, we the people. See ya.